404-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this terrific Tuesday, July 29th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you have a comment into the show, greatly appreciate it. If you're on topic, short, pithy, to the point, greatly appreciate it. Let's see. Got a couple of text messages here. Our beef farmer over in Onaway, Cliff Tellini, the judges cannot be trusted to give into political pressure. Our township planning commission had NEMGOG help amend our ordinance, making newable provisions restrictive enough to deter but not exceed Act 233 to make them run to the Michigan Public Service Commission. I want to get it in our county ordinance like this until we get, let's see, in our county ordinance until we get the votes to repeal the act. The energy company will not be deterred as long as Congress in Washington, D.C. allows and lets the subsidies remain in place. That's really, Cliff, this is really where it's at, right? Follow the money. Washington, D.C. needs to eliminate these subsidies. When they eliminate the subsidies, take away the money, then these energy companies will go away because there's no grant money. There's no way to fund these ridiculous projects. Now, Donald Trump has already come out with an executive order to make America energy independent. But they've also gotten rid of all of the electric mandates, the electric vehicle mandates that Biden and his administration implemented at the federal level. Now, my question is, why hasn't the state of Michigan yet had to follow the lead from Washington on this? Is because elections have consequences. Democrats still have a one-seat majority in the Senate, and we still have Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Thank God she's term limited out. And January 1st of 2027, after next year's midterm elections, we're going to have a new governor. And God willing, hopefully it'll be a Republican that will undo all of these mandates that Whitmer and her Democrat-controlled House and Senate has done to our state the last couple of years. By them basically repealing this public act, getting rid of the Clean Energy Act of 2040 and all of its ridiculous mandates, and reforming the Michigan Public Service Commission. I think this is one of the worst public service commissions in our history. The current members, Dan Scripp being the chair of it, absolutely the worst ever. And the thing of it is, like Ian said, not only are they in charge of rate increases, not only are they now in charge of giving permits to these solar projects, wind turbine projects, all these other green energy things, Well, guess what? It's going to have to be tied up in court. That is the bottom line. All you can do as citizens for each one of these local communities, you need to stand up and fight at the local level. Again, let them pass it and then hire David Delaney to file a lawsuit and keep it within the local courts. Don't allow it to go to the state courts. Because, of course, they're controlled by progressive liberals, and they're going to side with Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the Michigan Public Service Commission. The only way I've been able to see so far any tactical way of defeating these efforts. And like Ian says, if you tie them up in court long enough, they'll probably say, to heck with Michigan, we're out of here, we're going somewhere else, while the subsidies from Washington are still in place. But Cliff is absolutely correct. You absolutely need to elect people with the guts to undo what the Democrats did and get rid of it until we can repeal this public act. And I'm sorry, our Township Planning Commission had MGOG. Who is that? What is that acronym? I'm not even sure, Cliff, who that is. Text me and let me know. I'll announce it on the radio. They helped them amend their ordinance, making renewable provisions restrictive enough to deter but does not exceed Public Act 233. Because if you exceed Public Act 233, then they go directly to the Michigan Public Service Commission and they get their permit from them. Right now, with the governor's appointees to the Michigan Public Service Commission, they're all green, renewable energy progressives, I guess would be the safest word to call them, with a woke agenda and their renewable green energy agenda that will not work in the state of Michigan. I mean, look at the weather outside right now. Here at the studio, it's raining. Overcast, gray skies, no sun, and it's raining. So how much solar are you actually producing on days like this? So just got to continue fighting the good fight, and thank God for Ian Murphy and David Delaney, his attorney, and everything they've been doing for us. Again, all we ask is you go there and have a meal. Support them at either the downtown location or the south location. Bring some friends, family, whatever, and consider having your event there. Greatly appreciate it if you just go and have a good meal, tell your friends about it, and get more people to go there. Greatly appreciate it. Now, one of the things that is pretty interesting, similar in somewhat the tariffs, which go into effect this Friday, if governments, countries don't have a deal struck with President Trump, guess what? Okay, Cliff just responded. Northeast Michigan Council of Governments. Okay, I thought it was GOG in your text, but it's actually COG. NEMCOG, NEMCOG. Northeast Michigan Council of Governments. Greatly appreciate that. Is that a document, your particular plan that you guys put together, amend your local ordinance? Cliff, if that's something you could email to the radio station, I'd greatly appreciate it. The radio station's email address is the call letters, WCHY.US, which is the website for the radio station, at gmail.com. Please send it to me. I'm going to text you the email address right now. And if you could email it to me, I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. And also the contact. Northeast Michigan Council of Governments, they're located in Alpena, If you could give me the name or the person to contact, I'd love to have them on the show and talk about this. Because if this was done at the local level, at each municipality, and like Cliff is trying to do, being the chair of the Presque Isle County Board of Commissioners, get this adopted by the entire county, you wouldn't have to go through township by township. You could do it at the county level. This would be a great way for us to stand up and fight this, preventing these projects from going any further than they already have here in northern Michigan. We just simply don't get enough sun. We simply don't have enough wind. We simply can't produce enough electricity nor store it to ever comply with the Clean Air Act of 2040. It's not going to happen. It's completely a fake, false narrative based on greenhouse gases, based on green renewable energy, climate change, whatever you want to call it. It's a false narrative, folks. And it's something that the left has pushed, perpetrated, to basically deter us from burning fossil fuels. Well, if clean coal is a thing, if nuclear is an option, if hydrogen is an option, if there's a way we can do this better, more affordably than wind and solar, I say let's do that. Forget this entire thing that we've lived through for the last, how long we've been dealing with this, folks? Al Gore? I mean, enough is enough. It's not going to work. It's too expensive. And I believe electric vehicles are going to become dinosaurs. For those of you who have bought an electric vehicle, well, you might want to hold on to it, put it in the garage and put a cover over it, because someday it could be worth something. God only knows who would be willing to pay for a dinosaur like that, but it could happen. But it's definitely, definitely not going to be embraced by the masses. These new vehicles with their higher mileage ratings, cylinders that actually turn off while you're on cruise control going down I-75 at 75 miles an hour. The 8-cylinder engine, it's running on 4 cylinders, burning half the gas. 10-speed transmissions. Final segment of hour number 2. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmith is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
This from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Doesn't matter what you do, girl, I'll go with you. No matter what you do.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Listener from downstate, Mike Solarski, the company that he owns excavating paving downstate. Michigan Public Service Commission is a tyrannical joke on us, we the people. It's always been under the governor. The next Michigan GOP Republican gubernatorial contender must, in caps, make this part of his platform for things that he will fix. Any Republican candidate not making this one of his top priority deserves a hard pass. I absolutely agree 1,000%. If there isn't a better way to change the Michigan Public Service Commission, where it would be looking out for the best interests of the consumer, not the utility companies, is what we have to do. Why is that? When you focus and force the utility companies to provide their product, their services, at the best, lowest price, and the consumers get better customer service, and the customers are able to afford their products cheaper, then you have a Michigan Public Service Commission that is looking out for the best interests of the public. It's in their name, Michigan Public Service Commission. Who are they supposed to be looking out for? The public. Not DTE, not consumers. This 90% monopoly they have on our electric grid, it needs competition. The Michigan Public Service Commission should mandate competition in this state. When you have competition, when you have more companies out there able, like co-ops do, and even some of these co-ops are getting out of hand now, PING, with all the potential revenue and money available to them in the form of free grants for the storm damage that they had to pay for, replace power lines, poles, remove trees, all the things, the extra expense that they had to go through, there's no reason why they should have passed that expense cost on to the consumers. But they did. Where is the Michigan Public Service Commission saying, sorry guys, you can't do that? There's money, there's funds available, you need to take advantage of those funds instead of increasing electric rates. It's that simple. It is very, very that simple. And I agree with Mike 100%. This is going to be a question I'm going to ask these Republican contenders for governor. If given the opportunity to ask them questions, absolutely number one or two that I'm going to get to with them immediately. State income tax elimination, elimination of property taxes, getting rid of the Michigan Public Service Commission altogether, opening it up to the free market, or at least amending and changing and making them live by their name, Michigan Public Service Commission. Protect the public, give us better service at better rates, figure it out. We cannot compete with other states with this high of utility costs. And I know exactly why they're doing it. They're doing it based on their green agenda. Burning less fossil fuels. They want us to pay more so that we reduce our consumption. Well, I'm sorry, but there's certain minimum things you need to run. This radio station has an electric bill every single month. We don't pay the electric bill, there's no radio station. It's that simple. Along with that, you have engineering costs, FCC licensing fees, internet service. You got all these things that basically brings my voice and the music starting at noon to the radio station. All this is infrastructure. And this is one small business. I'm going to tell you right now, it's not affordable. We do not generate enough revenue from our sponsors, our advertisers, to pay higher electric bills. And that's basically what they're leading to. And shame on PIE&G for passing those repairs onto the consumers. You need a new CEO. Sorry, folks, my opinion. But as a consumer, somebody who has to pay that electric bill every month, I have the right to say what I want to say. I'd like to see even more competition. Other co-ops being able to come in and compete in the area. But definitely compete in areas where people are forced, mandated that they have to buy their electricity or natural gas from consumers or DTE. You need competition, folks. The next governor has to get that. Instead of taking the money from their PACs, you need to do the right thing for the public. Well, that's it for the second hour. Top of the hour news break. Hour number three, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
There that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 99.99.